A 33-year-old Aurora man has been arrested and charged with making and smuggling 3D-printed guns. Reza Nizamabadi, 33, was arrested at his Aurora home on November 12, where officers from Canada Border Services Agency's Ontario Firearms Smuggling Enforcement Team found several 3D-printed firearms, 3D printers, and other firearm accessories, according to a news release. Nizamabadi faces 9 charges, including manufacturing, smuggling, importation, and possession offenses, the CBSA said. CBSA officers were tipped off after border staff at the international mail and cargo processing facilities in Mississauga and Vancouver intercepted multiple falsely declared packages, all headed to the same address. The packages contained various illegal firearm devices and 3D manufacturing equipment, which are typically used to build AR-15, semi-automatic rifle, style firearms, according to the CBSA. During the November 12 search of Nizamabadi's house, officers seized 4 3D manufactured prohibited firearms, 2 3D printed prohibited devices, 1 3D printed restricted firearm, 2 3D printers, multiple prohibited suppressors and suppressor parts, as well as various additional AR parts, tools, and accessories. Border Services officers work tirelessly to stop the importation and exportation of contraband, Director of CBSA's Ontario Firearms Smuggling Enforcement Team Abiad Morgan said in a news release. Our intelligence and criminal investigations team were vigilant throughout the investigation into this attempt at cross-border smuggling and successfully prevented these illicit firearms and prohibited devices from reaching our communities. York Regional Police Emergency Response Unit assisted. In all, Nizamabadi faces 9 charges, including 2 counts of smuggling prohibited devices, 2 counts of unauthorized importation of a prohibited device, 1 count of manufacturing firearms, 1 count of unauthorized possession of a restricted firearm, a 3D-printed Glock-style lower receiver, 1 count of unauthorized possession of a prohibited firearm, 4 3D-printed AR-style lower receivers, 2 counts of unauthorized possession of prohibited devices, 2 3D-printed AR-style upper receivers, and multiple suppressors. The charges have not yet been proven in court. Nizamabadi is scheduled to appear in court on January 8, 2025.